Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about why jumping and building your wings on the way down is terrible advice. I'm sure you've heard that before, right? Jump and the net will appear. Jump and build your wings on the way down. Just do it. Just get out there and make it happen. That's great. It's great for motivational speakers to talk about it. It's great when we hear it. We sound all excited. But here's why that's such terrible advice. One, most people are pretty risk averse. And so I get that that little quote, that little saying is trying to get people to get over that. But the reality is people don't. And so when they think about that jump and building the wings on the way down, what if you don't build your wings on the way down and you crash and burn, which is what most people do when they try this strategy, right? They hear it as just throw caution to the wind and let's go. Right. Well, I'm here to tell you that gravity, at least on this planet, works. And then if you jump and you try to build your wings on the way down and you don't have the skills or the talent or the ability or the knowledge or the strategy or the tactics to build those wings, then gravity is going to win and it's going to be painful and messy for you. Both literally, if you decided to do that, and figuratively, if you decide to have some kind of undertaking that you want to pursue. So that's actually really terrible advice. I hear people repeat it all the time, but it's awful. What I would rather you do is something I call building the ship as you sail it. Build the ship as you sail it. And that means you have to get in the water and you have to go. Now, if you got in the water and you couldn't swim, that would be a problem. So obviously you need to know how to swim, got to have some skills. But if you started into the water and you had a little bit of a raft, and then as you went, you could start building a boat and maybe you could fashion a sail out of some clothing or something, that's a lot less violent than jumping and building your wings on the way down. But it still implies that you have to get started. And I think that's a softer way to articulate that. And I think more people can wrap their head around the idea of, oh, okay, I can get in there and get going. Let's go. It's going to be a little bit messy, but yeah, I can make that happen. Because the reality is we go on this journey of trying to do new things, of leaving our comfort zone, of building something really awesome in the world, unleashing our awesome. As we do all those things, we're going to have to learn some new skills, some new talents. We're going to have to leverage some things that we probably haven't tried to leverage before. And jumping and building on the way, building your wings on the way down is like too quick, too fast, too violent. And it doesn't build in the idea of creating a proof of concept or something like that. So let's talk about in real terms what this would mean. For me, when I left corporate America and I had years and years, decades of experience in corporate America in different roles and sales and marketing and all kinds of stuff, when I left, I did more of a build your ship as you sail it type approach, where I set a date a couple years in advance of when I wanted to leave. And then I worked backwards from that date, right? Beginning with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey would tell us. I worked backwards from that date and put some benchmarks in place. How big did I want to have my audience? How big or how many times did I want to do some proof of concept type events or training or courses and sell those things? And what kind of revenue targets did I want to hit or shoot for? And so I had the plan and I mapped it out and then I executed on that plan. And that's, you know, I'm sure you've heard plan your work and then work your plan. That's really what I did. But it was a 2-year process. It was slow, methodical. I had checkpoints and benchmarks all along the way. And as I was going, I tried things. I tried, created mastermind groups and tried to sell them. Some of them failed miserably. Some of them were successful. I put some online courses out there. They weren't the best online course you've ever seen, but I started making some money. And so I'm building the ship as I sail it. I'm taking off. I'm realizing that I'm going to float. It's okay. I'm heading in the direction I want to go. It's working out. I'm getting better and better. I'm making my raft now into a boat. my boat's floating pretty well. We're going pretty fast. I'm learning how to steer the boat a little better because I created a sail, right? And so I'm doing all of these things, small things, proof of concept, going and making it happen. Unfortunately, what a lot of people hear is jump and build your wings on the way down, and they go, well, I'm going to go into work today and like just say, screw it, boss, I'm out of here, I'm leaving. And they leave. And then they don't really have a plan or tactics. They just heard that thing and they go, ah, I'm just going to quit and go do this thing. And they don't have any strategy for how to do it, right? Now, there is some truth to the idea that, you know, you've probably heard it put this way too, right? The idea of Cortez, right? Going to the island and then burning the boats. So you can't leave the island now. There's no way back. The only choice you have is forward, right? There is some value in those kind of things in some situations, but in most life-changing, life-altering situations, you want to be a little more methodical than burning the boats and not having any other option, right? So think about these things. Be methodical in your approach. Get something out there. Make it happen. Try it. Do a trial. Do something that's lower risk, right? Because I know a lot of you that are listening have obligations, mortgages and families you have to feed and things like that. And so jumping and building the wings on the way down, just quitting your job and, hey, I'm going to go do this thing or whatever, that's not always the best approach. You can share edge cases with me all day long. You could be like, yeah, but look at this guy and that girl and whatever, and they did it. Okay, that's fine. But there are always some circumstances that you're not privy to as to why they were able to make that happen, or you didn't see that they were working on those skills, working on those talents, working on those abilities before they did it. And yeah, then they did just have to decide to make the decision to release or cut the umbilicus and just go make things happen, right? So at some point you will have to make that decision and decide to bet on yourself and go, but not at the beginning. You have to build up to it. You have to build some skills, some talents, some abilities, things like that. Or you have to play the game for a little bit, if you will. And one of the ways I found, for me anyway, for it to be easier for me to make this happen was when I was in corporate America, there was a couple times right when I knew I was getting ready to leave, right? So within this 2-year window of me saying, you know what, I want to go strike out on my own and do my own thing, there were plenty of opportunities for me to get promoted or accept a management role or things like that, or a director role or whatever. And I purposely said no, because I didn't want the extra responsibility in the corporate environment to detract from what I was trying to do on my own. And people would say, because they didn't know I was trying to do stuff on my own, are you crazy? Why wouldn't you be a manager? That's so much more money. And I'm like, well, thinking to myself, yeah, it's $10,000 more or something, but that also means I'm going to be working like 60, 70 hour weeks. Then I'm going to have all these people that I'm responsible for, blah, 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 blah. No, why don't I just do what I'm doing? I'm very good at it. Why don't I just keep doing that? Because it didn't take a lot of effort for me, if you will, because it was just, I was good at it, right? I'm sure you're good at whatever it is you do in your job. So instead of taking the promotion and the responsibility that would come with that and the extra work, whatever, and the headaches, I decided to not do that so that I could focus over here on my side hustle and build that up, right? So if anything, that was my jump and build your wings on the way down type moment, was I turned down opportunities to get promoted. And of course, then I knew that that would probably burn some bridges in the organizations I was a part of, where they'd say, well, this guy's not upwardly mobile, or he's not, what do they call it in HR? High potential. He's not a hypo. those terms crack me up. But let's take him off the hypo list. Okay, fine, whatever. Like, I was okay with that because I knew I had a plan and I was executing on that plan. So those are some things you have to think about. Like, I was on a coaching call with somebody this morning, and they were talking about how they were, you know, looking for this promotion into this national sales role or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's going to be a lot more work for you and a bigger challenge and whatever. And you say you want to build this thing on the side. So at some point you do have to make the decision where the priority is going to be, right? I get it that you don't want to kill the goose that's laying the golden egg. If that's a corporate thing, if you're taking a paycheck, yeah, don't do that. Don't kill that. Just keep taking the golden egg, keep being a great employee, keep doing what you need to do, keep showing up and being awesome there. But start thinking about in your free time. How do you build a side hustle? How do you build it up? How do you get it going? How do you get started? How do you make it happen? So in the case of this coaching call this morning, I said to the person, listen, you just need to do something. You need to stop doing courses and things like that and doing mastermind groups and listening. Like, you need to stop being a consumer and start being a producer. So you need to sell something. You need to get something started. You need to get something out there. Even if it's only something you sell for a couple $100, get it out there. Start building that muscle, as I talked about in a previous episode. Start building the side hustle muscle, right? Get it going. Start, get it out there. Accept payment for something that you're selling online, a course, a mastermind group, whatever it is, group coaching. Get it out there. Get started. Get the ship in the water, if you will. And then you can iterate from there. You can make things happen. I had another coaching client a while ago. She does leadership training, coaching, consulting, teaching people basically how to unleash their awesome, although she has a different tagline for it. And she had figured out how to do a podcast like this, except she was doing it on a different platform and she did it a different way. And there was people in her audience that wanted to learn how to do that. And I said to her, then why don't you, and she had never sold anything online. I said, why don't you do a small course, like a mini course, or just even a Zoom call, a paid Zoom call on how you put your podcast together, the tools that you use, whatever. She was kind of like, but that's not what I want to do. That's not my long-term thing. I was thinking, listen, you need to build your side hustle muscle. You need to get in the water and start building that ship as we sail it. You need to start strengthening those things up. You need to get at least a raft in the water. So you need to learn how to accept payments online, how all this technology works, whatever. Then it starts to build a belief in you. You understand that you have the talent and the skills, and that then you can transfer that to any other thing that you're trying to do online, but you have to get started. So I don't disagree that you need to get started, which is what Jump and Build Your Wings on the Way Down suggests. I would just say that you need to do it a little less violently, but you do need to get going. You need to get in the water and get started and make something happen. It doesn't, no amount of asking more questions and taking more courses and studying more things is going to create something in your life. At some point, you have to stop listening to this podcast. You have to stop reading the blogs. You have to stop taking a course and take all the stuff you're learning from me and every other input that you have and put it into play. And then what you could do, once you're in the water, you're building your ship as you sail it, once you're going, then yeah, come back and revisit. Take some more inputs to help you with your output. But then you have to create some output and then take some more inputs and then refine the output and take some more inputs and refine the output, right? Seth Godin told me one time, you can't improve something that doesn't exist. So get it going, get it out there, get started, make it happen, get in the water, get that ship sailing, and then you can improve it as you go, okay? All right, hope that served you. If you have wrestled with this problem, as I have before plenty of times, and I still do sometimes, and I occasionally have to tell myself, yo, man, let's go. Let's get in the water. Let's go. Let's go. We got to go. Even if it's just treading water to start, we got to get in the water. If you've wrestled with this, hopefully this conversation today will help you get the inertia to get going, to get in the water, to build that ship as you sail it. And if you know others that could benefit from this message, please feel free to share this podcast episode with them. You could change someone's life. I'm not saying this idea or concept that I'm doing or that I'm necessarily life-changing, but this one little simple reframe, if you will, could be the difference between somebody succeeding and somebody failing miserably because they decided the much more violent method of trying to jump and then gravity beat them, right? So if you know somebody that needs to hear this, feel free to share it with them, right? Until next time, go out and unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.